are attacking our news organization.
Not you.
Can you give us a chance?
Your organization.
You are attacking our news organization.
Your organization.
Can you give us a chance to ask a question, sir?
Go ahead.
Sir, can
quiet.
You state,
quiet.
Mr. President-elect,
go ahead.
Can you state categorically,
she's asking a question. Don't
Mr. President-elect, can you give us a question?
Don't be
You're
rude.
Attacking us. Can you give us a question?
Don't be rude.
Can you give us a question?
I'm not going to give you a question.
Can you state categorically?
You are fake news.
Sir,
go ahead.
Ouch! How's all that going down, CNN? How does it feel to be dismissed or worse, ignored? How does it feel when your feelings are hurt, when your reporters are singled out and you're treated unfairly and unkindly, even rudely? What is it like not to be liked? It's not really fun, is it? It is not fun when you think you're doing your job and the guy you're covering thinks you're the piece of work. It's insulting, isn't it? Being called on the carpet by the next leader of the free world after years of giving the present one all but a free pass. You can't figure out suddenly not being in. It bugs you when someone questions whether you're fair, doesn't it? Or cuts you to your journalistic core, doesn't it? It matters now when it's about you, doesn't it? Not so much when it's about someone else. Presidential pylons matter when you're the subject, not so much. Actually, scratch that. Not at all. When, let's say, Fox is the subject.
If you talk to somebody who said, well, I don't know, I was watching Fox News and they said this is horrible. Good, affordable health care might seem like a fanged threat to the freedom of the American people on Fox News.
Fox News, on a regular basis, it is a constant menu. They will find, like, folks who make me mad.
Look, if I watched Fox News, I wouldn't vote for me.
Look, if I watched Fox News, I wouldn't vote for me either.
Right.
Right? Because, you know, you've got this screen, this funhouse mirror through which people are receiving information.
And everyone chuckled. Take it from me. Taking truth to power, it can be powerfully unsettling if that power sets its sights on you and attacks you and dismisses you and ignores you. It didn't matter so much when it wasn't about you before, CNN. Very different now that it's you being singled out, CNN. Doesn't seem very fair now, does it? The shabby treatment of your reporter is not very nice now, is it? That's life, I guess. Not fair often, not balanced. And now you're experiencing what we have been living. Now you're the ones royally foxed. And the irony is, I feel your pain. Now, you never came to our defense, so allow me to come to yours. You are better than BuzzFeed. But the buzz is you're getting fed to the wolves. Isn't it obnoxious and unfair how some celebrate your plight? Kind of feels like the way you celebrated ours, doesn't it? They say payback's a bitch. If only you would take a moment to rewind the tape and see the shoe is on the other foot. Or am I confusing it with the one now kicking you in the ass? You see, it's hard to tell from where I sit. Back then, your silence was deafening. Very different now, isn't it? And I suspect, just suspect, not much fun, is it? Weird.